Hello there, happy innovators. I'm going to share another story with you today. Back in like 2002, my wife and I were living in Maryland, very close to Washington, D.C. And we spent a lot of time, you know, going to the mall area in Washington, D.C. because we both just loved it so much, you know. And this one time, there was going to be a anti-war protest on the mall area. It was something that was like heavily publicized and advertised, and my wife and I decided that we both wanted to go, not because we were political or anything, just because we wanted to witness what a demonstration or protest would look like on the mall area, you know? So we just went as like observers. My wife and I are not political people. So we were just going to this demonstration just to observe and to witness the situation and, you know, have the experience, okay? And, you know, we showed up to this demonstration and there were a lot of people there, okay? And I would guess maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people, maybe more, had shown up, and they were gathered around the Washington Monument. That's where the demonstration was taking place, and they had a stage set up with a PA system, and, you know, people would walk up to the microphone and, you know, yell into the microphone and, you know, rally the crowd and everything. And the news media were there, and they were covering the situation. There were cameras everywhere. And maybe about 500 feet away from this area where everyone had gathered to protest the war in Iraq, there was this smaller group of people that represented the other side of the argument. Now, it was a much, much smaller group of people. And my wife and I were just kind of orbiting these situations. We were walking around and, you know, taking pamphlets and talking to people and, you know, just being engaged by different people with different ideas and different politics. And it was quite fascinating. It was worth the time to just have the experience and to see something like this, right? But the reason that I'm talking about it, the reason that I'm bringing it up and telling you the story, is because it was really a lesson to my wife and to myself about the news media, okay, and how they can misrepresent via a camera and editing, you know, how they can misrepresent an event. Okay, now I hear all the time now about fake news and how the media is biased and all those things. And it's one thing when you hear that coming from someone else, okay, someone explaining to you how biased the news media is, okay. And it's a completely different thing to witness it with your own eyes. You know, like there was this event that my wife and I witnessed, okay? One very large group of people that were protesting the war, and then a very small group of people that were advocating the war, okay, in Iraq. And what was interesting, and the reason I'm bringing it up, is that later on that night, when we saw the coverage of this event on the news, it was almost completely misrepresented, okay? And I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't have seen it for myself, okay? But basically how it shook down was like this. Like, on camera, on the news, both groups were represented as if they were equal. Okay, like as if both groups of people, the advocates of the war and the protesters of the war, were equal in number. Okay, that was how it was presented on the news. And it was shocking to me that it was done that way, that it was not a truthful representation of what I witnessed with my own eyes. Okay, it was clearly being manipulated. And I guess that's why I'm bringing it up, because that's what I remember, you know. Not only was the experience fascinating, like while we were there and just watching, you know, the professional protesters and the, you know, and how organized it was and all those things, and just the different personalities and the different signs that were being held up, and just watching this interaction, you know, watching this event and seeing the smaller group as well, you know, yelling as loud as they could and holding up their signs too. But just this idea that what happened in reality and what was portrayed on television were two completely different things. So now when I hear people talk about the bias of the news media, my memory immediately goes back to that experience, and I remember how inaccurate it was portrayed on the news. And that's the only reason I'm talking about it. You know, it's one of those things. It's like I said, when you hear someone else's account of what happened, it's not the same as when you see it with your own eyes. So there is no one who can tell me that the manipulation via the news media doesn't happen. You can't convince me that that never happens, because I witnessed it with my own eyes. And it was disappointing. It was shocking. And it was interesting. So, there you go. A short little story. Okay, so now I want to share with you another story, okay? So, one time when I was living in Maryland, okay, there was going to be a Right to Life march on the mall area. And my wife had to work, but I didn't. So I decided that I wanted to go. I wanted to experience that. And so I went by myself. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad I did, because yet again, there was another example of how the news media can manipulate perception. Okay. So I get on the metro and I make my way down towards the mall area. And as soon as I got off the metro, it was like being at a rock concert. Okay. There were so many people, on the mall area. If I had to guess, I would guess at least a arena-sized group of people, like 20,000 people, okay? That's what I would guess. And, I mean, people from all over the country were there to protest abortion and promote the right to life, okay? And my politics in the situation is really kind of irrelevant, because I went again as an observer. I just wanted to experience this type of event. I wanted to be loaded up with the experience and witness it for myself. So, you know, I'm walking around, I'm in the crowd, you know, that are making their way around the mall area and heading towards the steps of the Supreme Court. And man, I gotta tell you, it was a revelation, okay? Just how many people were there and, you know, rabid about this issue, and just people from everywhere. There might have even been people from other countries there. I mean, it was just the largest group of people I think that I've ever witnessed in one place at one time. It was amazing. And just walking around and seeing the different people, the people who were advocates of abortion, the people who were protesting abortion, all of them going at it, you know? I mean, it was happening. It was a live event, and there was electricity in the air, and it was just fascinating to watch political convictions in action, you know, in real time, and to be on the ground and walking amidst the crowd and just hearing so many things and seeing so many things, and just different groups of people that had traveled from very far away together, you know, to converge on this location. And it was just fascinating. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it before, and I probably won't see anything like it again. But it was also kind of interesting to experience what seemed to be like a contempt for these protesters from like the authorities around this situation. Like, it seemed like the police and the authorities were not happy that this protest was happening. That's probably the best way I could describe it. It just seemed like there was this sense of the protesters of abortion against the authorities. That's what it seemed like, or that's what it felt like. Like they weren't welcome there. And I'm not quite sure if that's correct. Okay, that's just what it seemed like. But once again, it was one of those things where later on that evening, when I watched the news coverage of this massive protest, okay, it was portrayed on the evening news as if it was really just like this small group of people who decided to show up and cause trouble. Like, that's really what it seemed like on the news later that night. And you know, I think to this day my wife regrets not going with me, because it was really a one-of-a-kind experience, especially for a guy like me, okay? And I'm so glad I went. I'm so glad I experienced it. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because, once again, it's this misrepresentation idea. Like, I was there. I saw it with my own eyes. I mean, it was astonishing how many people were there. And later that night, it was portrayed on the news as like this, you know, small band of, you know, rabble rousers that were, you know, interloping on the mall, and, you know, an insignificant crowd, you know, and whoa, I mean, let me tell you, that was not what happened. Okay. So there again, you know, there's another story, you know. I could probably think of a few more, but those are the two that really kind of stand out to me, you know. such a great experience, but an eye-opener as well. So, there you go. I'll leave it there. So, you can go ahead and make of these stories whatever you will. I will reiterate once again that I am not a political person. Okay, I really am not. I'm neutral. I don't follow politics too much. But nowadays, you can't really help it, can you? I mean, it's just in your face constantly, especially since Donald Trump was elected president. I mean, it's just, you know, we are living through a firestorm of politics right now. And I'm not necessarily sure it's good or bad. You know, it's just the way it is and something to observe and something to pay attention to. But so I'll leave it there. This is Mike Bostwick from Pipe Choir Records signing off. And remember, folks, if you want to keep what you've got to give it away. Take it easy.